Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And I'm just fascinated by the progress technologically that people have made over the last 50 years. It's truly amazing. Have you ever flown in a DC-3, a two-engine airplane built by the Douglas Aircraft Corporation? Well, the DC-3 was the mainstay of the Allied forces during World War II. They called it the Goonie Bird, and it hauled all the freight. It wasn't a war plane. It was more like a transport plane. But they built thousands of them. Now, this goes back to the 40s. And those planes are still flying today. There are still DC-3s in the air. Now, of course, they have been updated. Their avionics have been updated. Their engines have been overhauled. Their airframes have been checked. But they're still flying. That's amazing, isn't it? Truly amazing. They were built to last. And, of course, that brings us to the title of the show today, and that conversation just when I was talking about the title of the show, I was just thinking about the DC-3s, and if you wanted to have a great history lesson, go on Google and put in the Berlin Airlift, where when the Soviets after World War II shut off Berlin, the Allies formed an airlift having planes land in Germany delivering coal and delivering food. And the DC-3s were a big part of that, and they were flying like, you know, minutes apart landing, and it was just truly an amazing event. And things go on, and, you know, airlines want more, people want more, they want more comfort, and the Boeing had a big hit with the Boeing 747. Now, the Boeing 747 was truly an amazing airplane also, and the most amazing thing about it at the time was the number of passengers it could haul, the efficiency in those days of the airplane, and also it was built by slide rule. There were no computers. It was a bunch of engineers, hundreds or thousands of them, sitting in a room working slide rules, and the plane went together perfectly. And it was an amazing airplane that has been flying for many years. And again, it's been updated. But I want you to run your business like it was a Boeing 747. I want you to think about how these aircrafts are built. And they're built to last. If they weren't built to last, they couldn't still be flying. And what happens when the major airlines sell these planes off, when they get new airplanes? They sell those 747s to some third world country, and they fly those airplanes for many years. So the life of the airplane is just truly amazing because they are so well built, and we want your business to be well built. We just don't want it to be, well, we made money today and we made money this year, but, you know, I don't know about next year. Solid. And why are airplanes so safe? Airplanes are so safe because there is redundancy built into them. There isn't a system. There is a system on top of a system on top of a system. So when you're in the air at 30,000 feet flying at 550 miles an hour and something goes wrong with the airplane, generally you don't even know it because there's another system that takes over. They may take that plane out of service. They may wait until the plane lands for the evening. The mechanics go to work. They fix it. They put it back in service again. Because there is redundancy. Because there is not just one system. There are many. And that's why airplanes are so safe. Of course, when there isn't an unfortunate accident, it's dramatic because there are a lot of people on the airplane. But generally speaking, right today, there are thousands of planes in the air. And every one of those planes will deliver their passengers in a safe way. I want you to have redundancy in your business. I want you not to have a person who's in charge of everything, a person who controls a particular area, a person who guards that information so you don't know what's going on, a person who's building their own fiefdom so that nobody else knows what's happening. There has to be more than one person that knows the job. There has to be when salespeople make a contact, it has to go into your contact manager so that you can look at it, you can know what's going on, you can see what they're doing. If the salesperson's leaving, then you've got all of this information that doesn't go away. Always think about every single job cross-training your people. Then you never get yourself into trouble. People go on vacation. Sometimes people don't feel well. Sometimes people quit. Let's get redundancy in your business and let's form your business like a business so that one person isn't holding the power and giving that person the opportunity to control your life. If you do that, you'll find that as years go on, you'll have a more flowing, more successful business. If one employee is overwhelmed in a particular area, someone can jump in and help them. We want to have a business that is truly a business. I know I'm repeating myself, but there is a difference here between having a job and having a business. A job is when you go to work every single day, everything is dependent upon you. A business is when you have a staff of people that take care of everything and you are the leader, you are the visionary. And that goes for you too. If you're trying to do everything, it's a mistake. You have to delegate to your coworkers. You have to teach them what they need to know. Of course you need to be involved. Of course you have a busy day. Of course that's important. But keep in mind that you absolutely need to have many people understand every aspect of your business, or more than one person. This is Howard LeWinter. I always look forward to your success, and I look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.